This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day in honour of former Jharkhand Chief Minister Shibu Soren, who passed away this morning at the age of 81 in New Delhi. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh paid tribute to Shibu Soren, saying that he worked for the rights and welfare of the underprivileged throughout his life. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries have expressed grief over the demise of Shibu Soren. The Prime Minister termed the former Jharkhand Chief Minister as a grassroots leader who rose through the ranks of public life with unwavering dedication to the people. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. amid sloganeering by the opposition members over various issues including rollback of special intensive revision in Bihar. When the lower house met at 11 a.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla tried to run question hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering. Union Minister for Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandavia today said that over 11 lakh aspirants got jobs in the last 16 months under the Rozgar Mela. Replying to a supplementary question in the Lok Sabha, the Union Minister said that as per the report of the RBI, more than 17 crore youth have gotten employment in the last decade. Philippines President Ferdinand Romualdas Marcos Jr. arrived in the national capital today for a five-day state visit to India. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed that Minister of State for External Affairs Pabitra Margarita received and accorded Mr. Marcos a warm welcome. This is the first visit of President Marcos to India since assuming the office of the President of the Philippines. In a departure statement, the Philippines President described India as a valued friend. Mr. Marcos emphasized that shared democratic values, maritime interests, and regional peace form the foundation for deeper, broader, and more meaningful bilateral cooperation with India. The first ever BIMSTEC traditional music festival will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will inaugurate the event. Artists from India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand will perform at the musical evening. The Supreme Court today expressed displeasure with the leader of the opposition, Rahul Gandhi, over alleged derogatory comments about the Indian Army in the context of the 2020 Galwan Valley clash with China. During the hearing, the court made oral remarks expressing disapproval of Gandhi's statements. A bench comprising Justices Dipankar Datta and A.G. Massey observed that being the leader of the opposition, he should raise such concerns in Parliament, not on social media. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu inaugurated the two-day state-level workshop on Panchayat Advancement Index 2.0 at Itanagar today. In a social media post, Khandu said that the Panchayat Advancement Index is a performance-based tool that helps us evaluate and strengthen our Panchayati Raj institutions by measuring their effectiveness in planning, transparency, service delivery, financial management and citizen participation. He informed that Arunachal Pradesh is among the very few states in the country to devolve 10% of state-owned revenue directly to Panchayati Raj institutions. On the occasion, the same also handed over the Panchayat Advancement Index 1.0 Puraskar Awards to districts, blocks and gram panchayats for their outstanding performance. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, including eastern parts of the country. According to IMD, Karnataka, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Lakshadweep, Madhya Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and South Interior Karnataka can also experience heavy rainfall today. IMD also predicted a thunderstorm accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Jammu and Kashmir, Jharkhand, Karnataka and West Madhya Pradesh. National Highway 10 connecting Kalimpong, West Bengal with Sikkim has been closed since last night until August 6th. The closure has affected traffic between Coronation Bridge and Chitre due to heavy rainfall. The police have advised commuters on three alternate routes. Heavy vehicles are temporarily restricted. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau has called out social media accounts for spreading false claims regarding recent tariff-related developments between India and the US. These accounts are accused of attributing fabricated statements to the External Affairs Ministry and US President Donald Trump. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.